And then we have, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Three things that are said about this man. And that's about all you need to know. The Spirit of God has a way of just taking one flourish of the pen and telling us all we need to know about a person. The first thing is, his name was Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, actually, when I found out what the word meant, I began to laugh, and my wife came into the study and wanted to know why I would be laughing at something while I was studying. I shouldn't be reading jokes. Well, I wasn't reading jokes. I was reading the 19th of Luke, and I looked up the meaning of Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus means pure. Huh. Can you imagine a publican that was pure? But you can see what's back of this. He was given that name when he was a baby. You see, his father and mother looked down at him, and they thought he was the most precious little fellow in the world, and he was so sweet and innocent. They called him pure. And I think there was a lot of fun down in Jericho when they called him by name. They said, "Hello there, pure." And the fellow's a publican. He's a tax gatherer. What a name. But we do the same thing today. I think I've told you this, and if I haven't, I should have done it a long time ago. I have a grandson, and that's the biggest thrill I had. I'd be very frank with you, if I just only had known how much fun grandchildren are, I'd have had mine before I had my own children, because the grandchildren are lots more pleasure. Of course, when they get crying and dirty, you can send them home. But this man Zacchaeus, I can well understand, his parents looked down at him, and it doesn't make any difference whose son that he might have been. If he'd been mine, it'd been the same reaction. Why, a child may have a head like a 10-cent watermelon, and we think it's the most beautiful child in the world. I had a professor at seminary that said, "You're going to meet many parents that want you to praise their babies, their new babies, and you can't be honest and say the baby is beautiful. Well, you can't say anything good about all of them." And he says, "I've just learned in my ministry that when I walk in and I see one like that, I say, 'My, that's a baby.'" Well, now, you're telling the truth when you say that, but you know that's taken as a compliment. "My, that's a baby." And that's what Zacchaeus says. And friends, my, what a baby he was, because he was the chief among the publicans. They never dreamed he'd turn out as he did, but he did turn out. He was chief among the publicans. One dark night, he had to weigh whether he would sell out to Rome or not, and that's what a publican was. A publican paid Rome so much for a certain territory to gather taxes. And then, of course, he went in and gathered lots more than he paid Rome for the privilege. And that means Zacchaeus had done pretty well. He was the chief among the publicans. He was the leader among them, and that night he weighed it. He said, "If I become a publican, why, I'll give up my, not only his wonderful position in the nation, but he'd give up his religion. He'd have no more access to the temple." I think he's that publican who stood afar off and smote his breast and said, "God be merciful to me, a sinner, or God make a mercy seat for me, a poor sinner, to come to." Because this Zacchaeus wanted to get back to God. And that night, he weighed it, and he said, "Well, if I become a publican, I lose all those privileges, but I'm going to become rich. I can buy anything I want, or I can go on as I am now." Well, it was a dark night, I say, because he made the wrong decision, and he became a publican. He became the chief among the publicans, and the third thing, he was rich. Now, friends, he made it pay. He didn't go in this thing half-hearted. When he went in to collect taxes, if the widow couldn't pay her taxes, he put her out. If the man didn't have enough, well, he took a mortgage on the place. And I tell you, he had robbed many a person. This was this man Zacchaeus. But when he had made that decision and became a publican, he found out that if you have all the wealth in the world, it doesn't satisfy your heart at all. And he wished he could go back. But he had gone down a one-way street, and there wasn't any way to get back to that mercy seat. And he wanted mercy. And our Lord knew that. In fact, our Lord told about him. And now he comes down through this place of Jericho in order that he might get him, in order that he might take him with him, not to Jerusalem, but to take him to the cross, if you please, and show him that there's salvation for him.